This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending May 17th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $225.98, which was $2.72 higher than the previous week. There were 739 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, and that was about 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at $225.44, which was 56 cents lower. The total reported boxed beef volume was 6,799 loads, which was 147 loads more than the previous week. Don't forget that the daily cutout or spot trade, along with the formula products sold during this week ending Saturday the 17th, will most likely be delivered just ahead of that Memorial Day weekend. This week has normally seen sales between 7,000 and 8,500 loads in the previous years, so we are just a little lower than normal, but not terrible bad. And most of the decline or difference was caused by the lower out front sales, as you will see in a second. The exports were at 786 loads, and that was 158 loads more than last week. The formula trade was at 3,491 loads, which was 144 loads better than last week. It was about 51% of the total loads sold. The out front sales, they were at 1,050 loads, which was just a little bit lower than the previous week. However, it was over 500 loads below both last year and the five-year average. This week represents the first major seasonal spike week that has occurred each and every single year, since this product that is ordered during this week will be delivered prior to the Father's Day weekend, which is the next big holiday grilling weekend. The lack of normal seasonal outfront sales for this week is definitely a testimony that buyers are unwilling to commit to product ahead at current prices. In fact, many buyers are waiting to see just how well the beef sales go for the Memorial weekend before they commit to more product ahead. The spot trade for the primal cuts, the prices were $1 to $7 higher for all primals, except the rounds, which were $2 to $3 lower. The ribs showed the largest increases, which was a normal seasonal trend, again due to this grilling holiday. The cow cutout was fully steady, but the 90% trimmings were just about $1.50 lower. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly $1 to $3 lower at $145 to $147. And the dress prices were $2 to $3 lower, mostly at $234, but there were a few up to $235. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,258 pounds, which was 19 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,246 pounds last year. However, we had fewer heifers in the mix this week. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending May 3rd was 1 pound lower at 840 pounds, and that compares to 839 last year and 822 pounds for the previous five-year average. This probably will be the normal seasonal bottom that usually occurs right around the first week of May, since we already know that the Texas live weight numbers, which were 19 pounds higher, will go into the very next week of those national steer carcass weight data. The choice select spread ended the week about $9.25, which was almost $2 lower. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.